Here's Doug in Boone, North Carolina. Hi, Doug. You're on the air.
Hey, Jane. Hi. Good to talk to you. Thank you. Love listening to the show. I got a real problem with this fast system that you know you're gonna have FedEx and the brown truck and a drone. Who's picking this stuff? Are they looking at the whole peach? Are they looking at who's picking my piece of meat out? And this is killing all the small businesses. Where we're at in Boone, North Carolina, we're in a big college town. We're in one of the poorest counties in western North Carolina, and we're in the highest part of the Appalachian Mountains. I don't want FedEx coming and throwing my potato chips and my piece of meat out there on the driveway and peeling out and going down the road. I'm tired. Is our life that busy? Are we that important that we have to do this online? Are we that important? The experience when I was growing up, I came from a big military family, and my mother drug us through the grocery store, and we had such a good time. You know, I mean, you were picking a grape and yep. looking at things.
Yep.
You were talking to people. We're way over automated, and they're worried about robots. Well, what are we doing ourselves? We're becoming robots.
Doug, thank you very much for the call. Rod Sides, I'll let you respond to Doug there. I mean, automation, is it taking over? Are we losing something in the experience of our lives?
Well, I think it depends on the experience you're looking for. Certainly, it has changed dramatically in terms of what the experience is. And if the consumers were coming back to the stores, certainly bricks and mortar would continue to grow. But I think what we're finding is that folks are looking for different ways to create those experiences, different ways to connect. So Doug's not wrong in terms of what we're seeing and what preferences are, and that's what makes it so tough for retailers today, because you do have a large number of folks who are looking for that kind of experience. So how do you balance that with the efficiency that's offered by other means? And that's why you found this notion of omnichannel retail has really emerged over the last 10 years, to be able to meet the customer where they want it. Mm-hmm. And really the power is in the consumer's hands now to dictate to the industry the ways in which products should be delivered, the kinds of products that might lend themselves to a different model, etc. But I don't think we're going to see everything go online immediately. If you look at statistics today, depending on the category, still anywhere between 85 and 90% of retail still happens in the store. And I think that's going to continue for quite some time.